In a landmark decision, the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative supermajority declared today that there is a constitutional right to carry a handgun in public for self-defense. By a vote of 6-3, the court struck down a century-old gun law in New York that had limited licenses to carry a gun outside the home to people carrying them for sports like hunting or shooting, and to those with a special need like messengers carrying cash. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's decision is the most sweeping to date and will shake up gun regulation across America, making it far more difficult to defend rules that limit guns in public places. Writing for the court majority, Justice Clarence Thomas said that the constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense is not a second-class right. And just as the First Amendment doesn't allow banning unpopular speech, the Second Amendment is not limited to people who can demonstrate a special need to carry a gun in public. In New York, site of a mass shooting last month, Governor Kathy Hochul seethed with anger moments after the opinion was announced.
This decision isn't just reckless, it's reprehensible. Our states and our governors have a moral responsibility to do what we can because of what is going on, the insanity of the gun culture that has now possessed everyone all the way up to even to the Supreme Court.
The court's majority opinion is loaded with hints that it will not tolerate many of the gun laws and regulations that until now have been upheld as necessary for public safety. From here on out, the courts are to be guided not by safety concerns, but only gun regulations that were acceptable when the Constitution was enacted. As Michael Waldman of the Brennan Center put it,
basically what this means is that the NRA and other gun rights adherents will have a do-over and can challenge and will challenge dozens and dozens of gun laws well outside New York, well outside the issue of handguns, saying that all the courts that upheld them in the past, they just were doing it wrong. And now they have to find their inner Clarence Thomas to understand what's allowed.
This is a broad ruling that calls into question a wide variety of gun laws, including key provisions of the Senate gun bill.
UCLA law professor Adam Winkler.
We didn't have red flag laws. In the 1700s and 1800s, there were no restrictions on high-capacity magazines. In the 1700s and 1800s, there were no restrictions on the possession of firearms by domestic violence misdemeanors.
The only ray of hope for future gun regulations to win Supreme Court approval was a concurring opinion written by Justice Brett Kavanaugh and joined by Chief Justice John Roberts, in which they sought to underscore what they called the limits of the court's opinion. The decision, they noted, does not prohibit states from imposing licensing requirements for carrying a handgun. And Kavanaugh pointed out that 43 states have what are called shall issue licensing regimes, under which in some places, license applicants may be required to undergo fingerprinting, a background check, a mental health records check, and training in firearms handling, among other things. Of course, many shall issue states do not have those requirements. One specifically unresolved question in today's opinion is in what kinds of sensitive places are bans on guns justified? Think, for example, of rules banning guns at sports stadiums, on subways, rock concerts, schools, and places where liquor is served. In his opinion for the court, Justice Thomas acknowledged that the historical record yields relatively few examples of sensitive places where guns were banned, other than legislative assemblies, polling places, and courthouses. Courts, he said, should use analogies to those places to determine if modern-day bans are permissible.
I think the thing that's so striking about this opinion is this hyper-originalist approach.
Joseph Blocker is co-director of the Center for Firearms Law at Duke University.
How do you do this kind of analogical reasoning? Like, what makes a modern gun law relevantly similar or not to a founding era gun law, considering just how radically different the worlds are that we live in, right? Like, how would you even evaluate the constitutionality of the current restriction of carrying guns on airplanes? Right?
That was one of the points that Justice Stephen Breyer made in his dissent. We are judges, he observed, not historians. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.